The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I hope everybody is having a gorgeous, beautiful Saturday morning. Do you realize it did not rain last night?
And you
Yay!
Know what? It is.
It was
not...
like the first day I wasn't out showing property, driving in the rain.
You know what? It's what? Not going to rain today.
This is like so exciting, right?
You can walk out your backyard after today and you're not going to sink.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. But you know what? I'm super happy.
I know. Why?
Because it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
It was. And I went out last night and had a good time and, you know, had a great time.
Yeah. You let me come with you.
Yep. You came.
How about that?
People we care about came. It was fun.
Yeah, and you're now 40 plus years old.
Yes.
Yes. 40. We're not going to say how many plus it is, but it's 40 plus years old.
Well, let me say it is fun to turn 40 again and again and again and again and again and again and again.
How many is that?
I don't know. Let's just say I need to say it like 16 times. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Well, happy birth week to you.
Yes, I intend to celebrate all weekend with different people, so it's going to be exciting.
Well, good. You working this weekend?
No.
I thought you were showing a house today.
Well, I am. I'm doing some work, but I mean, it's not like our normal grinding it out every minute of the day. No, I'm taking out some pockets of time, you know, to be like my daughter couldn't be with us last night. I'm going to be with her today and my other daughter will be with her tomorrow for part of the time.
Okay.
Like dinner.
And of course, being here on the radio is not work because this is fun.
This is fun. No. This is always just fun.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone. We hope you all had a great week.
Yes.
You know, we always start the show with some shout outs. So first to Alex Grove, who's listening this morning. He gave me some great information last evening at the Tesla location at the town center. I am seriously thinking about getting a Tesla, the Model 3, which is the smaller version. I signed up when you first could, and this was like a year and a half ago, but the one I want is not available yet because you have to buy all the bells and whistles right now, and I don't want all the bells and whistles because the $35,000 car is now like $60,000.
Without all the bells and whistles.
Without all the bells and whistles.
Right.
I don't want all the bells and whistles.
Regular old stuff. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But anyway, he gave me some great information last night. So a big shout out to Alex. And you met with somebody yesterday too, Adam and Leah.
Well, you know what? Again, birthday mentality. I was having fun and I was in a car and there was people in the back seat of that car and I was like, I could totally put my customers in here. And she's like, oh, are you a realtor? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I am too, but in a different city. And so anyway, we just started talking. So Leah and Adam, we met and they were here in Jacksonville. He's actually a builder and he has some projects going on here in Jacksonville. And it's just a small world, isn't it?
How about
it's just
that?
It's a lot of fun. So anyway, I give a shout out to them. And who knows, maybe they'll move here and join our team or something.
Yeah. You know, on the way to the studio this morning, I was listening to Joe Pippin, who does the lawyer show.
And he does a great job.
He does. And he's been on for so many years, like 20 years, talking about attorney questions. And one of the things that came up was that somebody called in and said, I have been renting a home on a month-to-month basis for over 10 years. And his landlord came to him just out of the blue a couple days ago and said, I'm giving you 30 days notice to leave. And I thought, oh my, what a terrible thing to happen to that tenant that he's been a good, I presume he's been a good paying tenant to leave. So my advice to everyone is that if you have been a good paying tenant and you are on a month-to-month basis and you plan on staying there, you should change your month-to-month tenancy to a yearly lease so that that does not happen to you. There is a benefit to being on a month-to-month tenancy for some people in that if they want to be able to move quickly, or to the landlord if they want to be able to turn it into a, you know, take the property back. So there are situations where that is good. But if you really do plan on, if you are the tenant and plan on being there for an extended period of time, you ought to have some protections and get a yearly lease. So that's my landlord and tenant tip for the week. You have any comments about that?
Well, I don't know. I kind of think from the opposite perspective, they had a pretty good gig to go month to month for 10 years.
They did.
I mean, the tenant could have escaped at any time they wanted to.
Well, that's what I say. It depends on the situation.
Right.
If you plan on being there for an extended period of time and you don't want to have the situation like he was in, like all of a sudden the landlord comes and says, hey, you're out in 30 days. He didn't want to leave, and he wanted to know what he could do to prevent. He wanted more time is what he wanted.
Yeah.
So Joe gave him a little bit of advice on that.
How about that?
All right. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. It's going to be, well, as we always talk about, how did we do this past, not we as in you and me, but how did Northeast Florida do?
Well, Howard,
yes.
According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 750 offers got accepted. That's up 7% from the previous week. This is the number 7 today. Ready?
Yeah.
777 new homes came on the market. Now, that was also up 5% from last week. And 179 of those, which is, again, like 15%, are already under contract. And 56 of those went under contract on the very first day.
And
670 six of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say
congratulations.
Yeah. Now that number was up about 40%. You know why?
Because it's the end of the month.
It's the end of the month.
People want to close at the end of the month.
Because you pay less prepaids.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I want to make an announcement because sometimes we have a contest, and we don't have a contest today, but I want to say that if you didn't get your gift card, we send them out twice a month. So we don't send them out right at the time after the show.
Is that message for Philip?
That is.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
So did you send it now?
No, I have to go to Publix and get another card. But we do send them out twice a month. So
you'll
Philip,
be getting
you
it,
are
Philip.
Going to get your gift card. So don't
worry
about that.
Don't give up on Howard.
Yeah.
He always pulls through.
That's right. All right. I got a new computer, too, and the computer were having difficulty setting up my printer. So we send a letter out with that. So it's difficult to go from Windows 7 to Windows 10 and get
it. It's really different, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different formatting altogether.
Crazy. All right. How about interest rates? What did they do, Angela?
Well, okay. So here's what happened. The 30-year rate, it rose 0.06 of a point to 4.60%. This time last year, it was 3.93%. The 15-year rate rose 0.08 of a point to 4.08%. And the VA and the FHA 30-year rate was unchanged this week at 4.42%. How about that?
All right. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. This is the week of the scam.
The scam.
One of the scams. Two of the three scams that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Are local scams. One of them happened to our customer.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that because we want to make sure that none of our listeners that this happens to. We're also going to talk about a reason to get a pool inspection. We attended a really interesting pool inspection. So we got lots to talk about. We're going to answer your questions at 222-8255. So call us after the break. Think about your questions. We're going to answer them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Howard, I know you think I'm looking at you, but I'm rarely doing that.
No,
I'm looking beyond
you. Looking at me.
At the blue sky and the puffy white clouds. I mean, I just can't wait to get out of the studio. Go do fun things. This is going to be a great day.
Yeah, you know what I want to tell everybody about? They just heard the ad for Home Pro Inspections.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Well, I do because, you know, they do such a great job.
They do.
And we recommend to do a pre-purchase inspection.
We do.
Because it makes the house like a pre-certified car.
We can tell everyone. Oh, no, you mean pre-listing.
Pre-listing, sorry. A pre-listing inspection, because it's almost like a pre-certified car.
Right,
particularly if the homeowner does the things that need to be done.
Indeed.
And we had a special going on through June and July.
Yeah.
Which was that if a homeowner decides to do, that's going to put their house on the market, a pre-listing inspection, and they pay for it, then we will pay them back at closing.
If they list with us.
Well, of course, if they list with us.
Well, you didn't say it.
Well,
we have lots of listeners who are not necessarily listing with us. I don't want you to get on the hook for paying for their home inspection.
Okay. Well, we are extending that through the month of August.
Is that in honor of my birthday? I think it is.
Yes, Angela, we will make that.
Everything's
in
about
honor
me, Howard.
Of your birthday. So, announcement, everyone, to the world. In honor of Angela's birthday, we are extending that through the month of August. If you list your house with us and do a pre-listing inspection, then after the house closes, we will reimburse you for the cost of that inspection. Now,
sounds
if
good.
You are a buyer, because
yes.
we don't want to forget about buyers.
No.
If you do your inspection with Home Pro, then we will buy for normally a 1 year extended warranty. When
yes.
you do it with Home Pro, it's 18 months. Not only that, the roof is warranted for 5 years.
That's
how about
a good
that?
Long time.
Yeah. Not only that, if they miss something during the inspection,
yes.
and it's bad, they'll buy the house back.
Whoa.
How about that for a warranty?
Who does that, right?
Well, Home Pro does.
I know, but have you heard of anyone else doing it?
I haven't.
No.
That's
hey, you
exciting. Know what? Since we're in a new month, we're, you know what we do at the end of every month, right?
What?
We do the high and low sales for the month.
Okay.
So we had 25 homes sell for $1 million or more. Four of them were on the ocean, six of them were on the water, and eight of them sold for cash. The biggest one, the most expensive one, I should say, $5.8 million. It's on the market for 71 days. It was a big one. 8,300 square feet.
Is that all?
Is that all?
That's yeah. huge.
Yeah. It didn't have that many rooms, but they were just like bedrooms, but they were just huge. It was only four bedrooms, 6.5 baths. It was on the ocean in Ponte Vedra Beach. Yes. Poured concrete walls. Not only did it have a regular kitchen, of course, it had an outdoor kitchen, had a cabana bar, had an outdoor pool, of course, a spa. It had two masters because, you know, you need two. One on the first floor if you're too lazy to go upstairs. But if you're too lazy, there's an elevator. So there's a master on the first floor, master on the second floor.
Huh.
Yeah. Both
I
of
like
them.
That. You could share a house that big with another
yeah,
family.
Both masters had a private outdoor balcony. They didn't call it a deck. They called it a balcony because it was, you know, cement, of course, with gorgeous tile. It had its own library. It had a full workout room. I mean, with looks like 15 pieces of equipment in there. And that room had a full bath with a steam shower. It had a theater room. Yes.
So,
special
you know what I'm
seating.
Thinking? People like that don't want to spend time driving. So they just put everything in their house. The
yes.
gym, the movie theater.
Four-car garage. Had a workshop. Lots of storage. It was pretty nice.
It sounds like it, Howard.
It was pretty nice.
How much was that one?
$5.8 million.
That's all?
Yeah.
What a bargain.
What a bargain. Now, if you didn't quite want to spend that much money, there was
yeah.
one available for just slightly less.
Slightly.
$18,000.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We could afford
this
that.
This was an unusual one. It was a two-bedroom, one bath, 670 square feet. Okay. Now,
wow.
I'm going to tell you what's unusual about it. It was built in 1947. It was listed for $30,000 and sold for $18,000.
Yeah.
Sold in 21 days. Now, here's the unusual part. As soon as they bought it, the next day, they put it on the market and listed it for $26,000.
It's a flip.
It's a flip, but they did nothing to it.
Oh,
that's
somebody's
right. They bought it for 18, turned around,
off.
Listed it for $26,000.
And that's the American way, folks.
That's right. That's right. So for $5.8 million or $18,000, it's your choice. And by the way, there are many houses in between.
How about that?
How about that? Now, for condos, there was only one that sold for over $1 million, $2,295,000. And you could probably guess the name of the condo, Marbella.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We hear that
I
one
love
a
that
lot.
One. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, because it's really nice. Four bedrooms, four bath, 4,435 square feet.
See, it's hard to imagine there's that much square footage in a condo.
Well, right? There's only two per floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. 458 days on the market. So it was on the market for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe they weren't motivated.
Yeah. Three different decks, one facing the ocean, one facing the side, and one facing the street, not on the ocean. How about that?
Well, you get to catch the sunrises on that one.
Yeah. So, you know, you wake up in the morning.
Sunset.
You
Sorry,
can
the
see
sunset.
That. So
I
you
need
get
to finish my coffee. Got it. My details confused. That's
so
okay.
You wake up, see the sunrise, and then during the day, you get to look at somebody else, and then in the afternoon, you get to see the sunset.
Sunset, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great life.
All right. Now, the low condo, it was like $40,000, so nothing special about that. So, anyway, so those are the highs and lows. I love doing that in the morning because, I mean, at the end of every month. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we ought to do this year at the end of the year is do the
like
high and lows for the year.
You usually do, don't you, dear?
I don't remember.
Think you do.
We'll do it at the end of this year.
Okay.
We will. We'll do it on our anniversary of the 7 years on the radio.
Do you remember what day it is?
The 7th. Wasn't it the 7th?
No.
6th?
Nope.
All right. When was it, Angela? Oh, so you don't remember. You're chastising me for not remembering.
I like
but
chastising
you
to you. Actually, you are right. It is the 7th. Yeah. I had the number 12 in my head, but it was of 2012. January 7th, 2012. Howard, you are so correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Bell's going off. You're right.
Heck, I want to tell everybody about a scam that is going around, and many of you probably heard about it already. It's a JEA scam.
Ah,
so
it is
the
indeed.
Electric company. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, so what's happening is there's these phone calls coming, and it looks like it's from JEA, like it has the telephone number from JEA.
The 665-6000.
They're telling you that you owe them money, you got to pay right now over the phone, or they're cutting you off. JEA doesn't do that. They don't. Here's what they do. They send you a bill, they send you a late bill, and then they cut you off. There's no phone call saying, we're going to cut you off if you don't pay. So don't pay anybody from JEA over the phone because they never, ever, ever do that. You have to call them to pay them. They don't call you to get money. So just remember, they never call and ask for money, so don't give them money over the phone.
It's a scam. So they've talked about this on TV, but, you know. We're your voice on the radio.
I found it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, I get emails from JEA. It actually came out from JEA saying, hello, we don't call and ask for money. That's not us. Don't pay anybody in that circumstance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one of the scams that we want to talk about. When we come back,
more?
I want to talk about one that occurred to our customer, but we're going to wait till after the break to talk about it. And is it a scam? It's sort of a scam. I'm going to give it a 90% scam. And you guys be the judge when we come back and talk about it. It has to do with moving and moving companies.
Oh, my gosh.
And is it a moving company or is it not a moving company?
Man, that was a scam.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
my
word.
I feel so sorry for our customer.
It was
awful. But it's a great learning experience, and that's why we educate our companies and try our listeners and try to talk about scams once a week. So these are some bad boys. So stick with us because it's an interesting one and it can happen to you or your friends. And we don't want it to happen to you. So we're also going to talk about an interesting pool inspection and some of the things that you can learn about that if you ever buy a home
with a pool.
With a pool.
Yes.
This was a huge pool that one of our customers are buying. 75 feet long.
Wow. That is long.
It is.
Could swim laps.
Well, it's a lap pool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It looks just so gorgeous sitting in that garden, though.
Alan,
it?
You doing okay today? Our producer... he's looking
he's
at me.
He's doing the countdown. You hear
he's
the music?
He's doing the countdown. So, everybody, if you have questions, Angela, what's the number to call?
222, talk to me.
You have to call. All right. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The raging Northern California wildfire likely to get worse today because forecasters say there's both low humidity and high winds in the forecast. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning of extreme fire danger through tonight. An evacuation has been ordered for the communities near Clear Lake. That's about 100 miles north of San Francisco. In Virginia, they've got a very different problem. A dam that overflowed on Thursday, currently stable, but they are asking people who've been evacuated to stay away from their homes until the weather dries out a bit. Weather forecasts for Lynchburg call for more rain through the day today. Sunny weather should break out tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia, China, and others against any violation of international sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program, and he says Washington will take seriously any action by others that reduces pressure on the North to abandon its nuclear weapons. This is
download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. And it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hi, everybody. It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The primaries are right around the corner here. Now we're going to the months as currently into July and August. Republican-Democrat debates. We cover it all every day right here on the morning show. We always take your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255. 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, The Morning Show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good drive around town, no delays to encounter at the moment. As for the weather, nice weekend, mostly sunny today. Matter of fact, through Monday at least, highs near 90. Well, it's clear tonight, down to 76. As for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 74, and the rain's going to start Monday night, I should say. 20% chance of showers. Currently 82 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Really?
Oh, it's super happy.
Are you always happy? Because sometimes there are not good people.
Oh.
Sometimes there are bad boys.
That makes me unhappy.
So we want to tell about some bad boys.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Alan, for doing that music. You just do that always at the right time.
Oh, and I am fine today. Couldn't turn the mic on. Give me the countdown with using two hands.
Okay. You know, we have the opportunity of coming into, not coming into, of associating with many, many wonderful contractors.
Yes.
And whether they're, you know, electricians or cement guys or
plumbers, anybody.
So
movers.
If anybody needs anybody like that, give us a call. I mean, we're not Angie's List. We're Angela's List.
There you go. Yeah, but you don't have to pay to be part of my group.
That's right. Well, some of those you don't need to pay for. But for example, we have used a mover multiple times in the past several years. I've moved a couple different times.
You've Me too.
Moved a couple different times.
Yes. And excellent mover.
One particular time, I mean, we have recommended a mover at least a dozen times. And every time like that 30. We have recommended this local mover,
yeah.
we have gotten unbelievably good feedback.
Yes.
Except there was one interesting time that one person said that they had one complaint. What's and I got to tell you what the complaint was because it was kind of funny.
What?
They think they used too much wrapping on one particular item. And and it was a very fancy lampshade because they really wanted to make sure that it didn't break.
Oh, well.
They thought they overdid it on one particular thing.
I would rather them overdo it
yes.
instead of underdoing it and then the thing break or get smushed or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. But there really wasn't a complaint. She
it
was
sounds
kinda
conservative in its packing. That's a good thing.
She was kind of half kidding. But really, you know, great pricing, great service, showed up on time, all of the things that are supposed to happen.
Okay.
But anyway, one of our customers didn't didn't take our advice and make that phone call. Instead, they went onto the internet.
Well, they already had a packer lined up. Okay, if you remember right, this customer was someone that was listed with somebody else that expired. So they had already had a contract and were ready to move. That's why they had used a different mover than what we recommended. So at the point we came on the scene, they're like, oh, no, I already got this handled. I've already paid them a deposit.
Yes. Well, and how they originally got them, and we found this after the fact, is that they went onto the internet.
Yes.
And it turned out that it was not a moving company. It was a moving broker.
Right.
It's like a moving broker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an 800 number, and you call them, and you give them information about your house. So you tell them how many rooms you have and, you know, a brief description of how much furniture. And from that, they give you a quote. And the quote is supposed to be a binding quote. So I don't know how anyone can give you a quote without actually seeing how much you have. But they purport to say that that's what they do. So they gave them a quote of $3,000 to move from here to Louisiana.
A whole house of goods.
A whole house of goods. And they thought, well, that's a pretty good price. So, and to bind them for that trip, for that particular day, they had to give them their credit card.
$1,100.
$1,100.
Yep. Right.
So, okay, the day of the move comes, and the people show up 4 hours late. Turns out they're not from Jacksonville.
A whole different day, even. They came and sat in their truck all day and didn't work.
They came from Orlando. Mm. Turns out, first of all, they're not a moving company. They're a trucking company. Mm. So they got there 4 hours late, probably because they came from Orlando. And it took them just an excessive amount of time to start packing the truck. And then they realize, oh my gosh, it's not going to fit.
Right.
They need another truck.
Yes.
Now, so instead of, and they said, well, we don't think we can do it for you for the price that we have quoted you and that you have a, by the way, it wasn't just a verbal quote. They sent them an email. The mortgage broker, not mortgage broker, the moving broker said, right. Here's your quote. You gave us $1,100, and they sent them an email saying, this is it. This is the price, period.
Right.
But the guy that showed up said, you know what? not only will it not fit in the truck, but we're not going to deliver it for $3,000. It's going to be $9,000.
Yes. So it required a second truck, but the price didn't double. It tripled.
Right. And the second truck wouldn't be filled. It would only be half of it. So they couldn't finish it that day. They couldn't get the second truck till the next day. They had to have their house emptied that day because closing was that day, and not double the price, but triple the price.
Yes.
They call you in a panic.
Yes.
You were in the middle of
something else.
Something else. So they called me because we're like the
problem-solving realtors.
So what did I do?
That's who you are.
I called our friends at MoveBright.
Yes.
And I said,
save the day.
They saved the day. I told them the story, and he kind of shook his head over the phone and said, these type people are awful.
Yes.
So he got in his car, and he went over there. Before he went over there, he said, look, a move to Louisiana should not cost that much.
No way.
You know, it shouldn't cost over $6,000 without even seeing it.
Yeah.
He went over there and he said, look, first of all, it does take more than one truck to get all their stuff. How they could quote over the phone without seeing how much stuff they had is just crazy.
Problem number one. Yes.
Now, what did the homeowner do? The homeowner said, look, you guys can't do this for $9,000. Take all the stuff out. They said, we want $750.
To unload the
truck. To unload a truck that wasn't full. They had just noticed that they couldn't fill the truck. Now, mind you, they've gotten $1,100 already, showed up a day late, plus 4 hours, only had filled that truck halfway, but wanted another $750. The police get called. The police show up and say, this is a domestic issue, a personal issue. They can't get involved. Our homeowner ended up having to pay $750. Yeah. It only took them a couple of hours to empty the truck.
Yeah.
So they got scammed for $1,100 plus $750.
Yeah.
Our guys that we sent over there did it for less than $6,000.
Yep.
Did it in less than loaded, was there the next morning. Was there at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Loaded the entire truck, the entire two trucks, in less than 3 hours.
Yep.
And did it for less than $6,000.
Yep.
Without any hassle whatsoever. Our guys came to the rescue.
That's MoveBright. They're local. They do local. They go anywhere in the United States. I'm telling you, you need to use them. It's, you know, their telephone number is 707-MOVE, M-O-V-E. They are fantastic, and they did save the day. They were part of your problem-solving formula.
Yeah, so this is not a commercial for them. What this is a...
No, but I would like to do that since they did save the day for our customer.
Yeah, what this is a lesson to everybody. Do not use an 800 number to call a moving
broker. Right.
Because all they do is get a fee. They try to quote you something. Use the advice that we give, whether it's an electrician, whether it's a plumber. We've got people that can help you. So just call us. Angela and I get nothing for recommending people.
Nope.
Except the good feeling that we get for giving good advice to people.
Absolutely.
We don't want you... Angela hates that I use this phrase. We don't want you to get screwed.
Oh, yeah, I don't like
that. Okay, but it's
true.
I don't.
You could say we don't want you to be taken advantage
of. We don't want you to get scammed.
We don't want you to make bad decisions. We're trying to help you make great decisions.
So here's what we want you to say.
What?
To these bad boys. That's right.
Don't come back no more.
Take that moving company, which is really a trucking company, and hit the road. All right?
Okay.
That's why we do this show, to give back to the community. We got another segment coming up, then we're going to talk about some other things. So stay with us, everybody.
we got the open houses today. Everybody needs to know where the open houses are.
We got a new listing that, oh my gosh, where do you see this house? Curb hear about
appeal,
it.
Curb appeal, baby.
Hey, I want to meet some of our listeners, so you got to come see me. It's in Mandarin. Great house.
Howard we'll right here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home. But who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our station break. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, Howard?
You were thinking that we didn't give a phone number if somebody needs an electrician or a handyman or anything like that. So what is your phone number?
Mine is 465-3845. And that, of course, is area code 904. But yours is?
687-8161.
That's right.
And you're going to be available today?
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
You can leave a message. I got stuff to do.
You got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do. This is my birthday weekend. I'm kind of doing what I want to do today and this weekend. And you know what? I work 7 days a week, all day, crazy hours.
Yeah.
So I can take a little time off.
I'll give you an hour.
Yeah.
This is your
time. An hour?
This is your time off because this is your fun. Not,
you are just a...
I'm going to be...
You're a workaholic, aren't you?
I'm going to be at a brand new, just came on the market, Thursday night open house. There are two showings today plus an open house. This is a great house. You know what's happening now?
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for some hot deals of the day. This house is going to sell this weekend. I know it is.
It's a great house.
This house is in Julington Forest, which, of course, is in the Mandarin area.
Off Julington Creek Road.
Yeah. It's in a street called Scattered Oaks Court. So, of course, there's nobody driving by because it's on a court.
Yes.
It says that it's 2,070 square feet, but...
That's deceptive.
It really is deceptive because there's a set of French doors, and you open them up to a 450 square foot Florida room.
Yes.
450 square feet.
Yes.
Now, the Florida room is heated and cooled.
It is.
So it's
so
not.
Technically, it's so, much more square
so
footage.
So it's like 2,500 square feet, but we're not calling it 2,500. We want people to think they're coming to a 2,070 square foot home.
And then
they open it up and see, holy smoke, this is something. Yes. Now, this house has had so many things that actually save you money by living there. Like, it has a solar hot water system that save you money. And every single bulb in there has these energy bulbs. So when he put this stuff in there, his electrical payments to JEA went in half. But this really is a charming home. You're going to be impressed everywhere you go. Hardwood floors. Four bedroom, two bath, big, great room with cathedral ceiling. The bathrooms have been redone. The kitchen's been redone since it was built in 1984. The roof has been replaced. I mean, so many things as you look around. Beautiful fenced yard. There's also a 320 square foot workshop in the rear.
Yes.
There's a summer kitchen that is not. That is more than just a regular summer kitchen. Because not only does it have, and I don't think you know this, Angela, not only does it have a gas grill.
Yes.
But there's also another stainless steel cover when you open that. It has a charcoal grill.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like, that's a man's domain, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you like to barbecue, this is your spot.
And it has a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's
and
perfect.
It has a patio. And it
huge
has a
patio.
Fire pit.
Yes, separate. Yep.
Very private backyard.
Yes.
I mean, it fenced
and
in.
And you know what? The green grass is
beautiful.
Like gorgeous. It looks lush. I call it the barefoot special. And the homeowner said, what does that mean? I said, it means you need to take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
A stone.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, a stone fireplace.
Yes.
How about that? Plus a deck.
Yes.
So a patio, a deck, a Florida room, a workshop. The workshop, by the way, is air conditioned.
Yes.
320 square foot air conditioned workshop.
I hate to say it, but it's kind of a man's house.
Well, a man
lives
there.
Did I just say that
there.
Out loud?
Yeah, but
it's
bring
a man's
your family
house.
There because it's four bedroom, two bath.
Oh, yeah. You could bring a family, but it's really like geared to a man who needs to cook in the backyard and work in his workshop. Yeah.
But total of 450 square feet with that big Florida room, it's only $285,000.
Cheap.
Yeah. Of course,
priced
it has a two-car garage as well.
Yes.
So come and see me.
Curb appeal, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come and see me. I'm going to be there from 11
today.
To 1, but I'm going to stay there. As long as people are showing up, I'm staying there.
There you go.
All right.
No rain today.
No rain today.
It'll be nice.
Which one do you want to talk about now? You don't know?
There is an open house today at Royal Wood, which is in Royal Lakes off of Southside Boulevard. That's going to be from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I love this house. It's kind of unassuming from the curb. But then when you go inside, you are just wowed, and wowed. So it has a family room. It has a kitchen that's been updated. It has a formal living room and dining room combination with this step-down thing to the formal living room. There was a couch made specifically to fit in the step down. It's so cool. And then there's this big fireplace with this copper top. And then there's a Florida room. And the Florida room is ginormous. And it's got not a kitchen, but a kitchenette with the like where you put the microwave and the refrigerator and that sort of thing. And then outside, it's a paved patio with a fire pit built in with a little bench around. This is another yard that's a barefoot special that you want to take your shoes off and walk in the grass. It's so gorgeous. And it's a big, big backyard fenced in. The bathrooms in this house, both of them, the master and the hall bath, have both been taken down to the studs and completely rebuilt. And then the master bedroom has a closet with that California system in there.
Yeah.
That is just, you know, it made me jealous.
What if I want to take off more than my shoes?
What does that mean?
It means what if I want to jump in a pool?
Oh, plenty of room for a pool. There's not one there now.
No, I'm talking about another house that already has a pool.
What am I going to do with you? I don't know where you're going with taking your clothes off.
I'm going to Warwickshire in Mandarin that has a pool, a two-story colonial. It's 2,300 square feet, four-bedroom, three-bath, plus a Florida room on almost quarter of an acre in Briarwood. Gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout. Full-length front porch. The dining room has built-ins, big eat-in kitchen. All of the bedrooms are hardwood floor. It's got an oversized two-car garage. It was reduced from $300 to $295. It's open today from noon to 3.
Great house.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One more to talk about that we're having an open house in, and that is Cypress Landing near Mayport, Neptune Beach.
What? Time
that's
that
open
happening?
Sunday from 2:30 to 300 to
300
2:30 to 5:30. See, you got me all flustered.
I like flustering you, Howard.
Yeah, that's a three bedroom, two bath. The master bedroom is 13 by 24.
It's ginormous. It's the biggest master I've ever seen.
Yeah, that has a patio in the rear. It has a garage, and it was reduced $10,000 to $228,700. Oh, my.
Yes.
Totally redone.
Yes.
And that house is available, by the way, for zero money down.
It is. It is. So you need to call Howard and get details on that.
All right.
100% financing.
Yeah. The house that we've been talking about, by the way, in Palencia, that was reduced to $525,000.
Sunday. Aren't you there Sunday?
Sunday. I'm going to be there Sunday from 1, 2, 3.
In Palencia, 100 La Mesa.
Not 1, 2, 3, but from 1 o'clock.
Until
3 o'clock.
You have gotten a little flustered, have you?
Well, gosh, we're just making it today. We're having a good time today.
We are. We always do.
All right. Angela, anything else you want to talk about today? I know that the Van Wees
are in
have
the
a
house.
Lot to talk about today, don't they? They're shaking their heads. How'd the market do today? Market's up. Well, they didn't. Market didn't do anything today, but we're talking about the week. All right. Alan did a great job this week for us.
He always
does. We got
does.
1 minute left. Folks, you need a professional on your side. I know a professional real estate person, but Angela says she's out of commission today. But I bet you that she's going to answer her phone if you call her. So I'm going to give her number again.
Course.
Her number is 465-3845. Mine is 687-8161. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction in your life. Angela, I know you love doing this radio show, don't you?
Absolutely.
We're doing it to give back to the community. Again, if you need advice with anything, even if you're not ready to buy or sell, if you're thinking about selling sometime in the future and you're getting your house ready, we'll come out and tell you what you need to do what you don't need to do. I had someone tell us they were going to do granite, and I said, no, don't spend the money on that. You don't get the money back. Stay with us. We'll be back with you next week.